Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents To Helvetica and Back by Paige Shelton. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Chapter 1. The trouble is with the L. Do you have any idea how important an L is? Mirabelle said as we peered in at the old black Underwood number 5. I do, I said as I wiped one hand over my leather work apron. I didn't think my fingers were dirty, but I usually had ink on me somewhere. I reached into the back of the old Subaru and pressed down on the L key, feeling no pressure and seeing no movement. It seems that the type bar is detached. Can you fix that? Mirabelle said. Mirabelle Montgomery was one of our more frequent customers. She'd been one of my grandfather's very first customers when he opened his shop, The Rescued Word, almost 55 years earlier. Back then, she'd been wildly independent, writing scandalous stories on her already half-a-century-old and classic Underwood No. 5 typewriter that she sold to even more scandalous magazines. That is, when she wasn't carving powder on the slopes, taking on moguls and black diamonds like the fearless skier she'd been. Mirabelle and my grandfather had formed a fast friendship, and though he had also been a fearless and accomplished skier, he often stated that he'd never been as good as Mirabelle. Chester, my grandfather's name and what he wanted everyone, including his grandchildren and great-grandchild, to call him, had started his career by fixing typewriters. Back in 1960, when he'd just turned 22 and was already a father of two, he'd known he had to find a way to earn an income, so he started a business. He had no idea that his skills would transform over the years and turn The Rescued Word into the rare and unusual.